Good day, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show, presented by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU football, men's basketball, and baseball, and it's my pleasure to serve as your host for our weekly get-togethers. This Sun Devil Radio Network program updates you on all the latest news in Arizona State athletics, and it features, as always, my co-host, ASU Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Good day, Ray. How you been?
Good, Tim. Good day indeed. Hope you're doing well, and hope all our Sun Devil fans are doing well.
No question about it. We have a good show for you in store today. Lots of items to discuss in Sun Devil Sports. Plus, we have a special guest joining us later in the show this week as the latest Sun Devil football great to enter the College Football Hall of Fame, former ASU safety David Fulcher, will join us a little bit later on in the program. But we begin this week's show with the latest news on the four ongoing Sun Devil sports that have been dealing with COVID-19 issues in recent weeks. We're happy to say that all of those sports are either back in action or were able to continue through their schedules dealing with their COVID issues. After having its last four games postponed due to COVID, the Sun Devil women's basketball team is set to return to the floor this weekend as Coach Charlie Turner Thorne's team will be hosting games this Friday afternoon against the Colorado Buffaloes and then on Sunday, January 24th, against the Utes of Utah. Arizona State had a recent scheduled road trip to Washington State and Washington postponed due to COVID and also had to have postponed home games last weekend against Oregon State and Oregon. But Ray, it appears as though Charlie's team is about ready to return to the floor now, and that's good news, isn't it?
It sure is, and we've got our fingers crossed, and we've said all along that we're going to have challenges with COVID. We're going to have to figure a way to manage our way around it, keep our folks out of harm's way, but it's not. Right now, it looks like our women are going to be able to come out of the COVID cave and get back to action against Colorado and Utah, respectively, this week, Tim.
That game with Colorado, again, that'll be Friday at Desert Financial Arena, will be the Sun Devils' first game in nearly 3 weeks since Sunday, January 3rd, when they suffered a 68-60 loss to then number one ranked Stanford. And ironically, Ray, the Colorado team the Sun Devils are scheduled to face this Friday is coming off a stunning upset of number one ranked Stanford, having beaten the Cardinal in overtime 77-72 in Boulder this past Sunday. So the moral of my story is that ASU-Colorado game Friday is going to be a dandy.
It's going to be a dandy, and the competition in this conference is real. And so what, on any given day, so Colorado knocked off Stanford. Our women have a chance to go out there and knock off Colorado. That would be a good way to start back into this basketball thing for our women. That would be a tremendous effort. It should be a great game.
Should be two great games this weekend, and the Sun Devil Radio Network will have full coverage of both of them for you with Jeff Munn and Maura McHugh on the call. The broadcast of the ASU-Colorado game this Friday, airtime will be 2:30. Tip-off at 3 o'clock, and that game will air on 1440 a.m., and then Sunday's game against Utah will be a 2 o'clock tip, and Jeff and Maura's pregame coverage will begin at 1:30, and that'll be on 1060 a.m. The Sun Devil men's basketball team, meanwhile, is gearing up for the first of its two annual rivalry games against the University of Arizona, and both of those will occur within the next week, and we'll have details of that for you a little bit later on. ASU and the U of A are scheduled to meet for the first time this Thursday night, January 21st, at Desert Financial Arena in a 7 p.m. tip. Coach Bobby Hurley's club playing just its third game in the last month this past Saturday, a heartbreaking 80-79 loss to Oregon State in Corvallis, Oregon. It was a game in which the Sun Devils' offense played very well. Arizona State shot 50% from the field, assisted on 22 of their 28 made baskets in that game. However, once again, ASU was out-rebounded, this time 35-27 by the Beavers. And, Ray, a last-second defensive lapse left an Oregon State player alone under the basket for the winning slam dunk with 4 seconds remaining to hand ASU its first four-game losing streak in 4 years.
Yeah, that was a harsh way to end that game, Tim, because we played well offensively, but you got to put it together on both ends, offense and defense. So that was a tough one. Hopefully we'll come back, learn from that, and be a little more ready to finish. It would be nice to do that this Thursday night against the U of A, that's for sure. But the team is continuing to play tough. They just have to bring it all together, and I'm hopeful they will.
And also get everybody on the floor at the same time. Now, the Sun Devils did get Remy Martin and Jalen House back in last Saturday's game, and Remy Martin had 8 assists in that ball game for Arizona State. They hope to get forward Jalen Graham back soon. He has been dealing with mono. But, Ray, that's a compelling fact about this Sun Devil team this year. Bobby Hurley has not had his full roster of players on the floor at the same time in any one game this season.
Oh, it's been tough. You add injuries, but more importantly, you add the impact of this COVID and the harm it's produced across the board. But it's one of those things where, you know, we're not the Lone Ranger. Just about every team we've played and probably will play will be dealing with some shortcomings as a result. So you got to figure a way. But we've made no excuse about being shorthanded, and I certainly applaud that position. Hey, everyone's got problems. Let's work our way through ours, finish, and do better, and that's what we're intending to do.
So as of right now, the ASU men's basketball team has 4 Pac-12 games that need to be rescheduled, games at Oregon, Washington, and Washington State, as well as a home game against the Utes of Utah. As to when those games might be made up, well, we have some news on that front. ASU's scheduled season-ending game at Arizona, set for Saturday, March 6th, has been moved to this coming Monday night, next Monday night, January 25th, in what will be a 9 p.m. tip down in Tucson. So that means, A, the Sun Devils and Wildcats will play back-to-back games in men's basketball Thursday night here in Tempe, next Monday night in Tucson, for the first time since any time I can remember. And B, the bigger point, I think, here, Ray, is the fact that that frees up the final week of the regular season, that first week in March, to accommodate the potential rescheduling of needed makeup games.
That's exactly right. And that's part of the adaptability and the pivoting the conference has had to do given the COVID cancellations. So you want to get some of these postponed games back as much as you can. So freeing up that last week in advance of the conference tournament gives you a chance to hopefully get in a couple additional games that have been lost early on. So that was a strategic move, but it causes us to go back-to-back with our rival, Arizona. But you do what you got to do in uncertain circumstances.
The Sun Devil women's basketball team has on several occasions played back-to-backs against the U of A. But as I said, this is the first I can remember where the men have done the same against Arizona. Ray, talk for a minute about the challenges that are faced in rescheduling these games needed to be made up. There are a lot of different constituencies, aren't there, that have to weigh in, such as your television network partners, your potential opponents, the Pac-12 conference itself. Talk about that and the challenges it creates.
Well, you've got them all because we've got so many games and you schedule in advance. And so when all of a sudden you have to reschedule games, the TV folks are scattering, the other impacts are like, you know, what's that facility usage? Do you have to displace other folks who were thinking about or had dibs on the venues? You've got charters, you've got hotel accommodations. There always aren't guaranteed to you when you have short notice, because a lot of these things are scheduled and reserved out early. So you put all that together, and then you're worried about the student athletes, and they got class schedules. You know, they've got assignments. They've got things going on with their experience here as student athletes. And you have to accommodate for that. So you put all that together with limited time, and the scheduling gurus up at the conference office are the ones primarily responsible for figuring it out. It's hard, Tim.
Absolutely. Well, the Sun Devils certainly hope to turn their season around in these two back-to-backs coming up against the Arizona Wildcats. And Kyle Dodd and I will bring them both to you on the Sun Devil Radio Network. Our airtime on Thursday night will be 6:30, tip-off shortly after 7 o'clock. And that game will be broadcast on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM, as well as on the Arizona Sports app and on arizonasports.com. And the same goes for next Monday night in Tucson. That'll be an 8:30 pregame show, 9 o'clock tip. And as of now, our understanding is that game, too, will air on 98.7 FM. Let's switch sports now. Sun Devil Hockey had a hiccup in its weekend schedule due to COVID-19 issues within the Arizona State program. Last Friday's scheduled game at 12th-ranked Wisconsin had to be moved over to Sunday this past weekend, with Coach Greg Powers' team playing shorthanded in both their games against the number 12 Badgers. And as a result, ASU ended up losing both games to Wisconsin 4-0 on Saturday, and then a 5-2 defeat on Sunday, as the Badgers, Ray, even the season series after ASU had swept Wisconsin in a pair in Madison back in late November.
Indeed, when we went back there, full squad, everybody healthy, available to play, we took it to them. They had the benefit of getting a second home series against us. And unfortunately, we were a little short in our roster due to COVID. They played better. We played very competitively, but they're the number 12 ranked team in the country for a reason, and they got the better of us. So we split the series, Tim. But our guys are playing hard. They're playing competitive. They're playing really high-quality hockey. And so the one-loss record doesn't reflect it per se, but that is not what really is driving the enthusiasm for this program. We're very competitive under very difficult circumstances, and no one really wants to play ASU as the up-and-coming team in the Big Ten. I know that for a fact.
Now, as Ray indicated, ASU played both games at Wisconsin without three key players: forward Ryan O'Reilly, a one-time draftee of the Detroit Red Wings, who is the team's third leading scorer this year and is a key part of Coach Powers' power play, and then two of the Devils' top four defensemen, Jared Gurley and Jacob Wilson, also sat out the Wisconsin games. And Ray, I admired the fact that despite the loss of three critical players, Coach Powers did not use the personnel issues as an excuse for the two losses in Madison, especially considering the fact that the Badgers were shorthanded when ASU won two from them back in November.
No, and that's the culture that I really admire and respect about Greg Powers. There's no excuses. Let's get out there. We deal with what we have. Let's go compete and compete at the highest level possible. And we're going to win some. Unfortunately, we're losing a few more. But that's just the way that goes down when you're competing at the highest level. And also understand, you know, Wisconsin is good hockey. they're not some backyard rec team. That's really high level hockey. So Greg has done a tremendous job with this program. Really proud of how it's elevating, and the excitement for us is how much better this program is going to continue to get going forward, Tim.
Next up for Arizona State, a return engagement with the number one ranked team in the nation, as ASU will travel later this week to Minneapolis for games against the top-ranked Golden Gophers of Minnesota. The games this Thursday night, January 21st at 6 p.m., and then Friday afternoon at 3 p.m., both Arizona time. ASU lost a pair of games to Minnesota earlier this month by the scores of 4-1 and 6-4. But again, Ray, competitive efforts in both games against the top team in the country, and they'll try to pull off an upset or two this weekend in Minneapolis.
Indeed. Played them competitively last time. They're the number one team in the country, but we're going up there. And they know we're coming to compete, so it should be a fun series, Tim.
The two ASU-Minnesota hockey games, by the way, will be televised by Fox Sports Arizona. Sun Devil Wrestling has also now had to deal with COVID-19 issues. issues that forced Arizona State to cancel its participation in what would have been a tremendous quad meet last Sunday in Ames, Iowa, a meet that also would have featured sixth-ranked Iowa, number 15 Missouri, and Northern Iowa. But Coach Zeke Jones not able to take his team and compete up there due to COVID, and it's unfortunate, Ray. The Sun Devils could not have participated in that event.
Oh, that was going to be a great event for really good wrestling programs. But again, you know, the COVID challenges are here. They're real. No one is absolved. So unfortunately, it got our wrestling team. We had to pull out of what we thought was going to be a really terrific meet. But we're getting them back, trying to get them healthy, get ready for the Pac-12 season.
Arizona State Wrestling is scheduled to return to the mat this weekend in a tri-dual meet in Orem, Utah, being hosted by Utah Valley, with the Wyoming Cowboys being the third team in that event. That tri-dual will take place again Saturday, January 23rd, and will be shown on the WAC Digital Network, starting time TBA. Coming up, we'll visit with one of the newest members of the College Football Hall of Fame and the latest Sun Devil to enter the hall, as former Arizona State defensive great David Fulcher will join us. But first, these messages here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Circle K says, ASU fans, do like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents. Guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K favorite snacks, from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up!
Termites are silent destroyers. They can tunnel through homes for years without a peep. Unless you've invited Truly Nolan to chase down and eliminate the problem. Truly Nolan's above and below ground treatments have been keeping homes termite free for more than 80 years. Matter of fact, we believe our total termite protection plan is the most effective plan of its kind in the country. When Truly Nolan has termites in their sights, there's no escape. Schedule your free inspection and get $100 off termite control by going to TrulyNolan.com or call 800-GO-TRULY.
DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery has been a valley destination for nearly 45 years. Offering up some of the best sandwiches anywhere, DeFalco's is also the place to stock up on all your items for the big game. And after another Sun Devil victory, stop by DeFalco's and enjoy gourmet pizza, pasta, and salads, all made from scratch. DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery, just a Sun Devil home run away from the ASU campus on Scottsdale Road, just north of McDowell. Check us out at DeFalco'sDeli.com. DeFalco's, you know you want some.
Sparky and Homie are hooking up one lucky fan and three friends with game tickets, sideline passes, and tailgate party access for next season. The winner will also immediately win official ASU sideline gear. Homie Real Estate believes that everyone should get the Homie hookup. That's why Homie agents hook you up by only charging a low flat fee instead of high commissions, saving you thousands. Enter to win at homie.com/sparky. No purchase necessary. Homie saves you thousands when you buy and sell your home.
Welcome back to the Anderson Healy Show here on the Sun Devil Radio Network, along with Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball, and we're glad you're with us this week. The recently announced College Football Hall of Fame Class of 2021 will include an Arizona State Sun Devil and one of the greatest Sun Devil defensive players of all time, an All-American safety at ASU from 1983 to 85. David Fulcher will become the 13th Sun Devil and the 9th former ASU football player to enter the College Football Hall of Fame when induction ceremonies are held this coming December at the National Football Foundation's annual awards dinner in New York City. We are delighted this week to get a chance to visit for a few minutes with the gentleman who was described as a safety in a linebacker's body, one of only three Sun Devil football players to be a two-time consensus All-American. Now he's a College Football Hall of Famer. Great to catch up with David Fulcher once again. David, great to see you. How are you doing? How's the health of you and your family in this pandemic right now?
Well, Tim, we're doing pretty well, man. I really appreciate that. But we're just kind of, you know, staying away from people and getting out when we need to get out, and just making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and everything is from A to Z.
There you go. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news that you were going to enter the College Football Hall of Fame?
Wow, I would probably say I was shocked again because it's been so long. The process has taken a very long, very, very long time. But, you know, when I heard that I was officially in there, I think there was a little bit of weight off my shoulders that it finally happened. And, you know, just excited for Arizona State to have another College Football Hall of Famer. And two, just the Fultra family, you know, just appreciative and humble. And David just going to be David. And it's here, and I'm just happy for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, you've always been a special player to me because I moved to Arizona in 1983 to start my broadcasting career in television. So I had the chance to cover your three seasons at Arizona State were the first 3 years that I lived in the Valley. And you were just a player unlike any other I'd ever seen. You had nearly 300 tackles, 12 interceptions in those 3 years, that rare combination of size and speed. How do you feel that you may have maybe revolutionized your position or impacted the way folks see that prototype hybrid type player, a guy that can be a safety or a linebacker?
You know, it's funny because of the way the style of football play has changed over the years. When I came in, the style of football was a true fullback, a tight end. So a lot of stuff was running. Offenses ran the football, play action, but ran the football. And when I came into the league, it was, wow, this guy is, he's too big to be a defensive back, but he might be a little bit undersized as a linebacker based off of the body structure that I had. I didn't have a bunch of muscles running around and looking like I was Schwarzenegger. I had the leanness of a DB, but the power of a linebacker that could hit. And when I got into the league, you know, Dick LeBeau brought in the zone blitz that he used me as that prototype player that could get at the line of scrimmage, cover backs out the backfield blitz, but also get on the deep half. And it was just, you know, I was just a guy, man, that was lucky to play, lucky to get into the opportunity to play in the NFL. And it was a privilege to play in the NFL, and I didn't take it for granted. I just, when I was, it was time to do my job, I did my job.
And you did your job well in the pros and also at Arizona State. What are your reflections on those three seasons with the Sun Devils, 1983, 84, and 85?
You know, it was crazy because I came in as a freshman in 82 as a wide receiver. The only school that wanted me to play wideout or gave me the inkling that they wanted me to play wideout was Arizona State. And, you know, that was the one big reason why I went to ASU, because of I wanted to play wide receiver. And I thought I could catch balls and jump over everybody. And when I got there, I switched to DB and wasn't too happy with it because my first love was wideout. But as I started playing and they got me on the field, and, you know, those 3 years were unbelievable. You know, I wish I would have played that fourth year or fifth year with that that Rose Bowl team. But, you know, God had other plans. It was time for me to get out of there. But those 3 years that I played, I couldn't have played for a better university. Just a simple fact that we had some talented players on those three football teams. And, you know, I wouldn't trade that in for nothing. Like I said, if I'd have played the fourth year, I don't know what my career would have went, but professionally, but it was a great, great 3 years that I had at ASU.
And you mentioned it, you had some great teammates. I've worked rather closely with one of your Sun Devil teammates. Quarterback Jeff Van Raphorst has been my radio broadcast sidekick for decades, it seems like. Who are some of your other teammates from your time here that you remember well that maybe you continue to stay in close contact with?
Oh, wow. There's a bunch of them. Skip McClendon, Daryl Clack, Rodney Dillard, Glenn Denard. You know, I talked to Aaron Cox, Larry McLaughlin, you know, Darren Willis. There's a lot of them. Bernard Mathis. you know, I can keep going on and on, man, because those guys are, and I think those guys were very beneficial for me being where I am today, because they were hard workers. We were teammates, and, you know, Dan Salamua, my roommate, we went to war. We went to war when we played, and I think those guys have a big, big part of me getting into the College Football Hall of Fame, as well as playing the 8 years I did in the NFL.
Now, you played two of your seasons for Sun Devil Hall of Famer, the late head coach Darrell Rogers, and then your final year you played in what was College Football Hall of Famer John Cooper's first season at Arizona State. What are your reflections on those two men for whom you played?
Well, you know, I got to take my hats off to Darrell, because Darrell and Willie Shaw gave me a chance to play college football. Willie came there to Fremont High School to recruit me. And when he was recruiting me, I talked to Darrell many a times. And Darrell was a significant, played a significant role in me coming to Arizona State, because he gave me the chance to, or the opportunity to do what I wanted to do and as a kid, play college football. And then I believe my last year with Cooper, my first year with Cooper, last year at Arizona State, Cooper wanted to put me at linebacker. And that was hard. You know, that was a hard decision for me to make, because, you know, I played 3 years at safety, and I'm going to play my last year in college at middle linebacker, which would have been tough, because now the game changes when you're playing linebacker compared to safety. I watch things happen. At linebacker, you can't watch things happen. You have to react. And I was so used to playing safety that that was the position I wanted to play, and John wanted to move me. And I think that was the calling card for me to go ahead and forego my fifth year and get into the NFL, because I didn't think that was the best for me to play 1 year at linebacker to go to the NFL.
So you did go on to the NFL and had an outstanding career with the Cincinnati Bengals. They drafted you in the third round in 1986. You spent 8 years there, including a Super Bowl season in 1988, and of course, went to a Super Bowl with the Bengals. What stands out to you about your time with the Bengals? You still live in Cincinnati, correct?
Yeah, I do. I'm still in Cincinnati with my wife, Judy, of 28 years, and we have two lovely kids, David Jr., who's in the Air Force, and my daughter, Kayla, 25, she's a graphic designer. And then I got two granddaughters from my son, David, that I'm so proud to be a grandfather at 56. I like Cincinnati. I thought that there was two places that I could go after I retired from football. And one, stay here, because this is where I played. And if I was going to work and build a family here, be here, or be back at Arizona State, that I could, you know, and it's still, you know, on my mind to coach at the college that I went to. I would love to do that. Love to be a significant part of growth at that university that can give us an opportunity to get back to a title, whether it's a Pac-10, Pac-12 title or a national championship. So throwing that little plug out there, Tim, so that somebody hears it. But I like Cincinnati. You know, what I like about Cincinnati is I like the weather. I like the change of weather. So I just made this my home, and I'm living my best life right here in Cincinnati.
Well, you lived a great life on the field with the Bengals. Your team was on the losing end your one trip to the Super Bowl, but my goodness, that was one of the all-time great Super Bowls, Super Bowl 23 in Miami against the San Francisco 49ers and Joe Montana. What are your reflections on that game?
I'll tell you what, man, I was in my third year, and to be able to be on the same football field with the great Montana and the Jerry Rice and Roger Craig and all the things that they have, you know, done in their career, I get a chance to play against them. And when we went into the week of the Super Bowl, they were a 13.5-point favorite. And I just said to myself, there's no way they're going to beat us by 13 points. I didn't think they were going to beat us, because we played so well in that game that we should have won the football game. But, you know, it was just amazing at 23 years old playing in the Super Bowl, when a lot of people play their their entire careers and don't get a chance to play in that game at all. And I was fortunate to be on the Cincinnati Bengals team that had some high-powered players. We had the best offense in the league that year. We had an MVP quarterback in Boomer. We had a running back in Icky Woods that did the ugliest dance in football. But yet we had a defensive team that were we didn't have a lot of big-name players. We just had a lot of guys that went to work, and they fought hard. And it was nice to be able to be on that that stance of a place that people can look at and see what we've created and be able to play in the highest game of all games when it comes to the Super Bowl in NFL.
Did you ever try to do the Icky Shuffle?
Yeah, we tried it. I saw Paul Brown try it, and that was kind of ugly. And when I saw him do it, I said, "No, I'm not getting in front of the camera doing it," because it was built for Icky Woods, only Icky Woods.
Yeah. You did play with some great players. Boomer Esiason was tremendous that year. And didn't you play with a guy that many regard to be maybe the best offensive lineman ever, Anthony Munoz?
What Anthony taught me in practice was tremendous to the success that I had throughout my career, because when we would blitz in practice, he would put them big mittens up and he would tell me, "You're not getting in here." And he taught me a lot. He taught me some moves that I needed to do against other tackles around the league and other people that blocked me. So once again, I think the opportunity to be a College Football Hall of Famer comes from other people that I work with that helped me become the best player that I could be college-wise as well as the NFL.
You've made a significant impact off the field as well, David. You have your own foundation, as I understand, the David Fulcher Foundation. You've been involved in a program where you work in prisons to help inmates learn life skills. Tell us about those projects and what they mean to you.
Well, I've always been a caregiving guy. Always give the shirt off my back first before I take care of David. But over 24 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with MS. At that time, we had no idea what it was. They said she had a stroke. She was driving down the highway, which was kind of crazy when it all took place. But, God gave us another chance on life that we could help people who were affected by MS. So when she got it, we decided to read up on it and start a foundation that would hopefully raise enough money to find a cure. And over the years that we had the foundation, we didn't see that it was going to be a way that we could help with the cure. So we decided to change our direction on it and help those who are affected by it by doing Christmas shopping and grocery shopping for those families and then delivering those things to them on Christmas Eve or, well, on Christmas. So we've been doing that for, 12 years, that we get 7 or 8 families that are affected by MS, that we get their names, and then my wife and I will go grocery shopping for them, and we'll do a lot of things for them. And we don't plan on stop doing that. But then the MANA program, Mentoring Against Negative Actions, I've been doing that for the last 26 years. We changed the name after about 15 years, but, we were thinking that, my dad was a police officer in LA for 25 years. My mom was a stay-home mom. I didn't think that being a police officer was the best field to be in with this crazy world going on. But I said, how can I help those that are getting in trouble and give them some kind of encouragement to make better choices? So we decided that we were going to go inside the jail and teach life skills, just everyday common sense stuff, and making better choices for your family, not you. And because if you get the things done with your family, then your mind is right. Your mindset and everything you do is right. So that's what we've been doing, man, for the last 25 years. We've just been in and out of jail. We've touched, I myself personally probably have touched over 25 to 30,000 men since I started this, that just saying something to them, trying to make a change. And it's been a great rewarding for us, because when those guys and girls get out of jail, we have jobs and companies that will work with people who have a record. And that's all they want is a chance. And I believe that if we can give them a chance, we could clean up the streets. We could clean up this world And that's what we've been trying to do.
That is compelling and inspirational, my friend. And I commend you and your wife for the great work that you're doing in your hometown. And a really cool deal also, David, after all these years, you finished your academic requirements and got your degree from Arizona State just last spring. What was your degree in and what inspired you to do that? We recently had a conversation on one of my basketball pregame shows with former Lakers great Byron Scott, the one-time Sun Devil, who did the exact same thing. He came back. He got his degree last May. He was inspired by his late mother and by his wife to do that. What inspired you, David?
Wow. I think I'm going to say that I was inspired by my wife and my daughter. My daughter, Kayla, graduated from Thomas More University of Division III here in Cincinnati, or actually in Kentucky. When she walked across the stage and got her degree, and she turned and looked at me and said, "It's your turn. You need to finish." And my wife and I just said the same thing. And I think it was so important for me because I've always said to my kids, my family, the people that are incarcerated, finish everything. Finish it. And I can remember when I played for the Bengals inside my AFC Championship Super Bowl ring has finish it. And Jim Anderson, our running back coach, always said that on practice, finish it, finish it. Told the running back, don't just run 5 yards, run to the goal line and then come back. Because if you get used to doing that, you're going to be successful. And when my daughter graduated and she looked at me and said, "Dad, you need to finish it." I looked at my wife, Judy. She said the same thing. And I just happened to be riding down the street in my car and I heard a commercial, ASU Online. And I'm thinking, there's no way. Arizona State Online. And when I heard it, I came back home and told my wife, "I'm going to look it up." And we looked it up. I got my first class. The NFL gave me a scholarship. The trust gave me a scholarship that they paid $20,000 per year for the scholarship. And I think I used probably 30 of that in the 2 years that I finished. It was online. It was, I won't say it was easy, but it was better than sitting in a classroom. And I sat there and there were nights that I did not want to do it, but I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I got on my wife's nerves. I got on my daughter's nerves. I'd ask them questions that as I look back, they were simple questions and I should have known them. But when you've been out of school over 30 years, 2 + 2 can change. And it did. And I'm so excited about the opportunity to finish what I started back in 1982, that I'm inspired to tell people about it, and that I may grab somebody who thought about finishing or didn't finish, that it's never too late to get it done.
I think there's a lot of people who are going to hear your story and say to themselves, finish it, finish it. What did you finish in? What was your degree in?
Liberal studies. It's funny because Byron Scott and I were in a couple of classes together and we both had the exact same major when we graduated. Yeah.
That is awesome. Awesome stuff. And now your life is about to get more awesome as you become the 9th former Arizona State player to enter the College Football Hall of Fame. What does it mean to you, David, to be enshrined alongside the likes of Mike Haynes, Bob Brunig, Danny White, Pat Tillman, Jake Plummer, John Jefferson, Randall McDaniel, and another ex-Cincinnati Bengal, Ron Pritchard?
You know, it's when you say those names, it makes me feel like I'm among greatness. Some of the best football players that ever played Arizona State. Some of the best football players who got drafted and went to the NFL. I feel like I'm in that elite group now. I think I knew that many, many years ago just because of how I played the game. But I think now that it is official that I could actually say that I'm one of them, or I'm a representative of Arizona State football program in college football. And very, very humble about it. You know, just excited, but calm, but yet just, you know, nervous because I was talking to my wife the other day that my autograph may change now because people want me to put College Football Hall of Fame underneath my name. Anthony Munoz, I noticed when he signs autographs, it's always HOF, HOF, and then the year that he went in. And he told me, he said, you know what? It's going to change. It's going to change big time. And, you know, I've always been a guy that was humble. And, you know, if something else comes out of this, it is. If it doesn't, I'm just David Fulcher. Like I tell people, and my daughter has said many years, that's just my dad. That's just my dad. So I am. I'm just my wife's husband and my kid's father. And that I'm appreciative that I got my name on this award and this ballot with the College Football Hall of Fame.
Well, assuming and hoping that the COVID-19 pandemic ends sometime this calendar year, I know the members of the College Football Hall of Fame Class of 21 are going to be honored at their respective institutions later this year with on-campus salutes during the 2021 football season. And boy, it'll be great to see you back here then. What do you think that experience will be like for you to walk onto that turf at Sun Devil Stadium where you played so many years ago and to walk onto it as a Hall of Famer?
You know, I'm going to make sure that my knees don't buckle, because I'll tell you, when I got my name called Super Bowl 23, when they called out the defense, very, very nervous. I wanted to make sure I didn't trip. Because if I tripped, everybody would have saw it, and I'd probably been the laughing stock of football. But I think it's going to be, overwhelming. I think it's going to be great. Might be some tears, but I think I'm glad I got my wife with me. I got my kids with me. My mom and dad just moved from California to Arizona, so they're right there by ASU, so they get a chance to experience this. This award with me, and it's gonna be something, man. I can't wait, but then again, I can. But when it happens, we'll be ready.
Before I let you go, what are your thoughts on the current Sun Devil football program under the leadership of Coach Herm Edwards?
Well, I wish they would have played more games this year. I think this football team has arrived. I think the attitude and the approach that they have right now is going to attract some pretty good high school football players to come to ASU. I think it's remarkable what Herm has done with this program. It's kind of like it's a college program, but it's ran like a professional program where you have a general manager, you have a head coach, you have an assistant to this. You know, you got a director in this. And I think that what that does, it prepares the Sun Devil football players that may get a second chance to go or next chance to go to the NFL. And they're going to be ready for it, because they're not dealing with college coaches preparing them for the NFL. They're dealing with professional coaches who have played in the NFL, who've coached in the NFL, and they know what to look for. That's why, you know, I always put my name in the hat that I would love to be there, because, you know, scouting a young man who's from, let's say, Los Angeles, that a former football player that played for the school, that played in the NFL, is going to come in your front, in your house, talk to your parents about a commitment. And that when your son leaves home, daddy is still here. And that daddy is me, because I understand what's going on. I understand the college side of it, and I also understand the professional side of it. So I think that what Arizona State has put together, they put together a plan that could be really huge. The university, that players that come there, they're getting professional opportunity and talk to. Players that are there, they're getting that same information that when they do go to the next level, they've already been prepared for it, because Arizona State gives it to them.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we've had a lot of great guests on this show over the years, but I can't say I've enjoyed a conversation with a guest more than our visit here today, David. As I've always said, you're a special player to me because, like I said, I moved to Arizona the year that you entered. You came to ASU in 82, but 83 was your first year, I think, playing, and that's the year I moved here. And I remember you so well as one of the greatest players I had ever seen. And it's so great to see you in the Hall of Fame. And I think even better to see you as an Arizona State graduate and a Hall of Famer in life. All the best to you, my friend, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Tim, I really appreciate you having me on, man. And I'll tell you what, man, anytime you want a voice about anything, I'm available. And God bless you too, my friend, and tell your family as well.
I appreciate that. So great to catch up with former Sun Devil great and College Football Hall of Famer David Fulcher, our guest this week on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me after these messages here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Hey, Sun Devils fans, this is Ron. I work at Johnsonville Sausage and have a quick public service announcement. Please be careful with those pitchforks. Our family-owned company has been making Johnsonville sausages since 1945. Our golden rule? Never, ever pierce a brat on your tailgate grill. Use tongs instead if you want to keep those juices inside. By all means, plant Sparky's fork in the end zone. Just don't pitchfork the sausage. That's a tailgate tip made the Johnsonville way.
Whatever the world looks like, however you choose to learn, Arizona State University's immersive education is here. With in-person classes on campus, live classes delivered digitally through ASU Sync, and online degrees for flexible learning from ASU Online. Find the mode that fits your life at the university ranked number one in innovation by U.S. News & World Report. ASU. Learn to thrive. Here. Learn more at asu.edu.
It's your month, America, because this is Ford Truck Month. Need smart towing features like available dynamic hitch assist on Ford F-150? This is your month. How about the impressive power and capability of Ford Super Duty? This is your month. And go off-road in a Ford Ranger with available terrain management system. Ford Truck Month is here. Get great deals on trucks as tough as the people who drive them. Yep, I'm talking about you.
This Ford Truck Month, take advantage of great deals on the toughest trucks around, like the F-150 Super Crew with its overall 5-star crash test rating. Now get an additional $1,000 Truck Month cash on 2020 Ford F-150 and Ranger, only at your Arizona Ford dealers. Proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Based on 1977 through 2019 calendar year total sales when equipped with available FX4 off-road package. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 11-3-20. See dealer for details.
Get moving, America. It's Ford Truck Month.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
We're back on the Anderson Healy Show here on the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils. Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson is alongside, and we're glad you're here with us this week. We visited in the last segment with soon-to-be-inducted College Football Hall of Famer David Fulcher, the 13th former Sun Devil and the 9th former Sun Devil football player to enter the College Hall of Fame. And Ray, what a great honor that is, not only for David, but a great honor for ASU, ASU Athletics, and Sun Devil football.
Indeed, David Fulcher is just a magnificent and well-deserving entry into the Hall of Fame. Had a great career here, had a great professional career. Really a humble and gracious guy. Very, very touched to be going into the Hall. And so we're really proud of him. And, you know, I think we mentioned last time, he's particularly grateful to the efforts of Mark Brand during the course of advocating for his entry to the Hall and has made it a point to underscore that. So really proud of David, really proud of ASU. And it should be a fun induction. And then when we're able to get him here on campus in the fall to do a celebration, it should be a really nice event and a night that David and his family and all ASU Sun Devil athletic family members should enjoy tremendously. That would be our goal.
And let's hope it happens. Let's say that. As for the current Sun Devil football program, Herm Edwards has had added two new members to his coaching staff in the last week. One of them actually isn't a newcomer, but a current staff member who earned a well-deserved promotion. Graduate assistant Adam Brenneman has been promoted to tight ends coach, a natural move for him given the fact that Adam was a one-time 5-star recruit at the tight end position who played collegiately at both Penn State, and the University of Massachusetts. And at UMass, Brenneman was a two-time All-American and a two-time semifinalist for the John Mackey Award that goes annually to the top tight end in college football. In fact, Ray, in his 2 years at UMass, Adam Brenneman caught 134 passes. Again, keep in mind, this guy's a tight end. 134 receptions, a school record 1,572 receiving yards, and 12 touchdown catches.
Yeah, Adam really was a significant player in college. Importantly for us, he came in here and determined he was going to be as effective as a coach, and really proved himself very quickly that he was serious about his craft, wanted to learn, really caught everyone's attention, competed for the position as our tight ends coach, and he won it. He deserves it. Outstanding. He may be one of the youngest position coaches going into the season in the country. I think he's like 25. But he is ready for the role. Herm and Zach and his coaching staff, Gene Boyd, really are impressed with him. And I'm really proud that a young man like that came in, worked his behoony off, showed that he's really committed, and is getting a chance. And I think that's good. That's a good message all around. And it will be good for our young players to see that kind of work pay off. And then he's going to make our tight end position that much better. And you put that on top of everything else, and it's a real cherry on the cake for us. And I'm really happy for the young man.
Well-deserved promotion for Adam Brenneman. Meanwhile, this past Sunday, the Sun Devils hired 16-year NFL and college coaching veteran Clayton Adams to become ASU's new offensive line coach and run game coordinator. Adams spent the last two seasons as the assistant offensive line coach for the NFL's Indianapolis Colts. And prior to that, Ray, he served 6 years coaching at Pac-12 rival Colorado.
Indeed. And Coach Clayton is going to be also a tremendous addition. Dave Christensen did a wonderful job with our offensive line, but now we get a chance to have someone who played and coached very well at Colorado, certainly coach, and then spent the last 2 years with the Indianapolis Colts. So he's going to bring that professional experience, put it in as a combination, and really, I think, make our offensive line continue to grow. And looking forward to having Coach Clayton.
Like ASU offensive coordinator Zach Hill, Clayton Adams has ties to Boise State. Adams was a former All-Western Athletic Conference center for the Broncos back in the early 2000s. And Ray, with Clayton Adams hiring, that means that Herm Edwards, in just 2 years' time, has completely overhauled his offensive coaching staff. And he now has a young, talented staff that also features a lot of dynamic recruiters.
Indeed, and that combination of really good staffers and dynamic recruiters. You want the technicians, the X's and O's for sure. But at the college level, you got to recruit. So you have to have coaches who have the skill set to get out there and do that effectively. And this staff that Herm has put together can coach, but they can also recruit, which is very necessary. So excited about our way forward as Herm continues to put his stamp on this program.
Let's hit the links now, shall we? The number one ranked Sun Devil men's golf program helped kick off the 2021 collegiate golf season earlier this week in the first ever Copper Cup competition at Ok-Chin's Southern Dunes Golf Club down in Maricopa, Arizona. ASU and the University of Arizona men's golf programs competed in a two-day Ryder Cup style event, with the Sun Devils emerging victorious in a thrilling finish, beating the U of A 12.5 to 11.5. Heading into the final afternoon of play this past Monday, Arizona State needed 5 points to win. The Devils got clutch performances from Chun Enyu, or Kevin Yu as he's now known, Riggs Johnston, Blake Wagoner, and Cameron Sisk, who all won their afternoon matches. And that left it to, in the final match of the day, to David Puig, who delivered the final clinching match victory and locked it up, Ray, with going birdie, par, par on the final three holes to win the match one up and give the Copper Cup to ASU.
Yes, the inaugural Copper Cup, the brainchild of our coaches respectively, certainly led by Matt Thurman, to do something different, innovative. So to bring a Ryder Cup style event to Arizona with us and the University of Arizona in men's golf was just a great idea. And then it ended up being like just a fantastic competition. Fortunately, we won the thing at the end, Tim. But it was a great event, and I know we're all excited here that this is just the beginning and that this thing will grow. And as the COVID environment hopefully dissipates, more and more fans will be drawn out there in the future. But a great way to start, and certainly a great victory for Sun Devil men's golf.
Tip your hat to Coach Thurman and to Arizona golf coach Jim Anderson for putting their brains together and coming up with this tremendous idea for an event that I think is just going to grow in popularity in the coming years. And it was so good this year, Ray, in large part because you had two terrific teams competing, ASU ranked number one, and Arizona's ranked 18th nationally, two of the very best programs in the country going head-to-head. And we got the match everyone, I think, expected from this first ever Copper Cup.
Yes, it was exciting, and I've heard from no one who was disappointed. Well, maybe some folks down there are disappointed with the final outcome, but certainly not with the event itself. Go Devils, baby.
By the way, the Copper Cup result will not count toward the men's golf point in the ongoing territorial cup competition between the athletic departments of ASU and the U of A. That will be predicated on the team's respective finishes at the Pac-12 championships later this spring. By the way, the Sun Devil men will next hit the links next Monday through Wednesday, January 25th through the 27th, as they will play in the 12-team Southwest Invitational to be held in Westlake Village, California. Some news this week from the ASU women's golf program. Coach Missy Farkay's 2021 Sun Devils were ranked fourth in the Golf Channel's preseason spring power rankings, making ASU the second highest ranked team in the Pac-12. In addition, sophomore Lynn Grant was named by the Golf Channel as the preseason Pac-12 Golfer of the Year and rated the number two individual golfer in the nation. And Lynn's teammate, Olivia Mahaffey, also in the top 20 individually. She's ranked number 18. Can't wait to see Missy's team get it going this year, Ray.
Well, there's no question, and that preseason ranking of number four is justified. And the hope, the intent, is to be ranked higher at the end of the year when we go into the championships here in May and June on both the women's and the men's side. And we've got a really good chance to do that, Tim. So this is golf season. Is going to be very exciting for ASU.
And we have to always remember that you are aware of the fact that those championships Ray referred to will be right here in the Valley at Greyhawk Golf Club, as Arizona State will be hosting both the NCAA men's and women's golf championships. It wouldn't be something if Missy and Matt Thurman could both and their teams hoist trophies in their hometown later this spring. The Sun Devil women, by the way, will open their season this coming Sunday and Monday, January 24th and 25th. The Sun Devil women will compete in the Match in the Desert at Superstition Mountain Golf Club in Gold Canyon, Arizona. We have some news regarding ASU volleyball this week. Volleyball, of course, one of the fall sports that this year, for one time only, is transitioning into a spring sport because of COVID-19. The Sun Devils' 2021 schedule for volleyball was released earlier this week, this past Tuesday, and Coach Sonia Tomasevich's team will hit the floor this weekend with a pair of matches at Washington on Friday and Saturday, January 23rd and 24th. You say two matches at Washington? Well, the volleyball schedule is going to be different this year, again, because of COVID. ASU will play an all Pac-12 only schedule in volleyball this year. And instead of the traditional home-and-home matches with their conference opponents, the Sun Devils will instead play each Pac-12 team twice in the same weekend in the same place. Five opponents at home, five on the road. The one exception is that ASU will do a home-and-home with their arch rivals, the University of Arizona. And again, Ray, all this is a way of responding to the challenges presented by COVID-19.
Absolutely. You got to be flexible and be able to pivot to different methods. So to go up there and make one trip, play back-to-back contests is the safest, most time sensible thing for us to do. All conference schedule only, no non-conference competitions this year in volleyball. And that's what we've had to do. So it makes sense. So we'll play Washington twice, and then next year hopefully get back to a schedule where we can play there, they can play here, and across the board. But that's what we're doing this year under these difficult COVID circumstances.
The Sun Devils' first home matches will be against the Washington State Cougars, and it'll be interesting. They're scheduled for Thursday and Saturday, January 28th and 30th, and Ray, that'll be a busy day for your arena and events folks, because the ASU men's basketball team will have home games those same days against Cal and Stanford.
That's why you got Mike Chismar and J.D. Lauterbach and the rest of them. They're supposed to be that good. So, you make the turnover very quickly. Fortunately, between volleyball and basketball, it's doable. You hate to think it was ice hockey in basketball, wouldn't you?
That would be a challenge.
That would be a challenge. But our folks are up to the task. They'll be ready for it. They always are. But that just shows you how weird and packed schedule is going to be this spring, this winter into spring season, Tim.
Now, the other home Pac-12 matches for volleyball this year will be against Utah, UCLA, Cal, and Oregon. There'll be two matches at home against those four opponents, and then one at home against Arizona. Ray and I will return with some closing notes when the Anderson Healy Show winds down after these messages. You're listening to the Sun Devil Radio Network.
It's your month, America, because this is Ford Truck Month. Need smart towing features like available dynamic hitch assist on Ford F-150? This is your month. How about the impressive power and capability of Ford Super Duty? This is your month. And go off-road in a Ford Ranger with available terrain management system. Ford Truck Month is here. Get great deals on trucks as tough as the people who drive them. Yep, I'm talking about you.
This Ford Truck Month, take advantage of great deals on the toughest trucks around, like the F-150 Super Crew with its overall 5-star crash test rating. Now get an additional $1,000 Truck Month cash on 2020 Ford F-150 and Ranger, only at your Arizona Ford dealers. Proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Based on 1977 through 2019 calendar year total sales when equipped with available FX4 off-road package. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 11-3-20. See dealer for details.
Get moving, America. It's Ford Truck Month.
Time to overhaul your bedroom? We've got you covered at our January clearance event at American Furniture Warehouse. We have over 60 mattresses to choose from under $599. We keep our bedroom sets in stock at our huge warehouses and displayed in our beautiful showrooms. At American Furniture Warehouse, you're sure to find the products you want at the price you want. Come visit us during the January clearance event and find the best deals this new year with American Furniture Warehouse, a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
We're nearing the finish line of this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show on the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm ASU radio play-by-play voice Tim Healy, along with Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. Ray and I are thankful that you joined us this week. after losing its season opening match or meet at Oklahoma. The 11th ranked Sun Devil women's gymnastics team bounced back nicely last weekend with a thrilling come from behind win over number 10 BYU in Tempe. After trailing for the first three rotations, the ASU gymnasts ended up with a narrow victory over the Cougars, 196.275 to 196.250. Now, this is the earliest that Arizona State Gymnastics has topped the 196-point mark in 3 years. Sophomore Hannah Scharf was sensational in the BYU meet. Hannah won the all-around with a career-high point total of 39.500. She also won the event titles in the beam and floor exercise and posted career-high scores in both, while freshman Anaya Smith won the vault title with a score of 9.850. Boy, Ray, not only to see the gymnast as a team perform so well, but getting such clutch performances from some of the youngest members of this team.
Yeah, a lot of fun to see this. Jay and Jess Santos, you know, they are really good coaches. The combination is very effective. And they're getting these young ladies to really step up and believe themselves in themselves. So the earliest since 2018 that we scored above a 196 and this early in the season. So really exciting stuff happening. Just knocked off the number 10 team in the country with a bunch of young folks. And so we have to be very enthusiastic about what this gymnastic team is going to show us this year, Tim.
And incidentally, Coach Jay Santos will be our guest on the Anderson Healy Show next week. The 20th-ranked Sun Devil women's tennis team opened its 2021 season this past Monday, facing Grand Canyon University for the first time since 1993. And the Sun Devils were dominant in their season opener, as they swept the Lopes 7-0 with ASU winning all matches, Ray, in straight sets.
Yes, we're really happy that we're back to being able to play Grand Canyon in local competitions. We kind of beat up on them on the tennis courts last weekend, Tim. But, you know, Sheila's team is a really strong Division I team, so 7-0 in straight sets across the board. It's an indicator of how strong we are. And so we're glad we got that match in. Hopefully, as we play them in the future, it'll be more competitive. But a good way for us to get started, and not a surprise, very frankly, given the roster that Sheila's put together.
Arizona State will now travel to the ITA kickoff weekend. That'll be this coming Saturday and Sunday in Austin, Texas. The Sun Devils will take on number 24 LSU and then will play either third-ranked Texas or 23rd-ranked Baylor. And boy, it's great for Sheila McInerney's team, Ray, to go to those events and compete against programs that they don't often see on their schedule on a year-to-year basis.
Yes, these ITA events are good opportunities for that. So to travel and play that kind of competition when it's hard to get those things usually scheduled, but to be able to go to one place and get a chance to play that kind of competition is really a positive. So looking forward to our ladies competing out there and doing well.
Sun Devil track and field program had a strong showing in its first event of the season last weekend at Texas A&M, with 10 Sun Devils posting top three finishes in their events at the Ted Nelson Invitational in College Station, Texas. Among them, junior Tenalia Gordon, who placed third in the long jump in her ASU debut, while junior Cole Riddle took second place in the pole vault, and sophomore Kira Christie Galloway, a transfer from Iowa State, finished third overall in the 60-meter hurdles. In addition, the ASU men took home a second-place finish in the 4x400-meter relays. Up and down the events, Ray, a really good start to the season for Sun Devil track and field.
Indeed. Coach Miller's got a nice roster going on the men and women's side, and particularly pleased to see that relay, you know, because down there, they're running. They're running those relays, and to come in second shows that, you know, we're getting real competitive there. So a great start to the track and field season. And Coach Miller, Coach Henner's off to doing a great job.
You mentioned Coach Henner, Coach Patrick Henner, the first year Sun Devil cross country coach, and cross country will open its short season this Saturday, January 23rd at Silver Lake Park in Tucson. And Ray, I'm sure you're anxious to see what Coach Henner and his team have in store in the upcoming months.
Indeed. He's come over from USC. The kids have been, I call them kids because I'm old and they're not. They've been running and training since the fall. So they're chomping at the bit, as you know, to go compete. So it'd be fun to see them get out there and run. I think they're going to be improved. I really do.
Now, finally, today, we talked earlier in the show about Sun Devil women's basketball returning to the floor after four straight COVID-related postponements. We should also mention that one current and one future Sun Devil women's basketball player received outstanding individual recognition in recent days. ASU junior guard Taya Hansen was named Canada Basketball's Player of the Week for the period from December 8th through January 3rd. A native of British Columbia, Taya, you recall, tied the ASU single-game record with 7 3-point goals in the Sun Devils' 56-53 win over Cal on New Year's Day at Desert Financial Arena. And then she added 15 points 2 days later, Ray, in the 68-60 loss to number one-ranked Stanford. Taya's a tremendous young gal, and this is a nice honor for her.
It really is. Taya has really put in a lot of work, and her home country of Canada appropriately recognized her. She had one whale of a week last week, Tim. 7 threes, tying the record, I believe, here. And then the comeback with 15 points in a tough competition really shows that she is deserving of recognition. So good for Taya.
Taya Hansen has represented her home country of Canada in multiple FIBA events since she was 15 years old, so really great to see her get this recognition. In addition, Arizona State recruit and incoming 2021-2022 freshman Meg Newman is one of 25 student-athletes in contention for the 2021 Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Girls Player of the Year Award. Meg is a 6'3 forward from Indianapolis, Indiana. She's ranked by ESPN as the number 33 player overall in the country and the number 6 in the nation at her position, a highly coveted recruit for Charlie Turner Thorne's program. And a great honor for Meg Newman to be among the final top 25 for that Naismith High School Girls Player of the Year Award, Ray.
No question about it. That's a lot of people playing basketball, and if you're ranked in the number 25 in the top 25, it shows that you can play. And she's going to be coming playing here. So Meg really had a great showing, and we're looking forward to welcoming her here to ASU next year.
The 10 semifinalists for the Jersey Mike's Naismith High School Girls Player of the Year Award will be announced in early February. With that, we bring down the curtain on this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show, presented by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. Thanks to our guest today, former Sun Devil great and soon-to-be-inducted College Football Hall of Famer David Fulcher. We also want to thank our show producer, ASU Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand, our engineer-producer, Sean Crespin. Thanks to Sean for his help. And thanks as well to our terrific show scheduler, Kim Nelson of Sun Devil Athletics. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Anderson Healy Show, at which time our guest will be ASU head gymnastics coach Jay Santos. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. Ray, great to visit with you as always. Have a great week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
We shall do that, Tim. Have a great week. And as we close out, we'll say go Devils!
Go Devils! Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for listening to the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
Hi, everyone. It's Tim Hovick, owner of Santan Ford and Gilbert. While they're not out on the field of competition this season, ASU's student athletes are always on the field of higher learning. Sports, it's going to come and go, but the opportunity for living and giving is the most satisfying season of them all. To the women and men student athletes of Arizona State University, to the coaches and all of the athletic workers, we're always proud of you. You may not hear us, but we're cheering louder than ever. Go Devils!
We are Santan Ford.
At Chick-fil-A, we know a little thing like staying in can make a big difference. That's why it's our pleasure to come to you. Get all your Chick-fil-A favorites directly from our door to yours. Just open the Chick-fil-A app and select Chick-fil-A University at Mill. Choose the option for delivery and order your meal. Then a Chick-fil-A team member will personally deliver your order. It's that simple and just a tap away. So try Chick-fil-A delivery today. We look forward to serving you. And in the meantime, let's all take good care of each other. Chick-fil-A delivery is available for a limited time at participating locations.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.